And online we have the Secretary General of Interpol, Jürgen Stock. Welcome to Australia, Mr. Stock.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, Interpol is the world's largest police organisation. You have 190 member countries. We hear about it all the time, Jürgen. We hear about Interpol, but what is Interpol?
Yeah, as you said, Ray, Interpol is the biggest police organisation around the globe. We are connecting 190 member countries across the globe. Of course, to fight an unprecedented threat, we see more complex and more international than ever. And of course, a growing terrorist movement globally. And mainly we deal with relevant information, so connecting countries by providing and sharing relevant information to get the bigger picture. And we do a very lot in coordinating transnational operations. We help our countries building the capacity they need. Some of our member countries are very poor. Think about cybercrime and the challenges for law enforcement to be technologically equipped to fight that kind of crime. And Interpol is providing some innovation in very interesting partnerships with the private sector, not to forget that.
In relation to terrorism, it's obviously the focus, and it's been the focus while you've been in Australia. But I'm also convinced that Interpol play a very significant role in pedophilia, in tracking down rings. I know in New South Wales and Queensland here in Australia, they have great rapport with European agencies and American agencies. Would that be among the top three or four items you deal with after terrorism?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely a priority. Interpol runs a global database called the ICSA database that provides our law agencies the opportunity to put all their material into this database. And again, helping connecting the dots, helping identifying victims where you only have some images. And with the help of modern technology and experts from around the globe joining in to our headquarters in Lyon, we are able to identify victims and to put law enforcement into the possibility to take action. And quite recently, we have had a case where we've been able to connect countries in Europe, in the Americas, and in Asia in one single case. And that would not be possible without the support of Interpol, again, bringing countries together, providing the kind of analysis these countries need to then take action against the perpetrator.
Now, prior to your elevation to Secretary General of Interpol, you were a very senior officer in the equivalent of the German Federal Police. How difficult is it, given that you were in one of those members of the European community with no borders? How difficult in terms of everything you address, in that it's borderless now, people go from one place to the other?
I think it's, of course, it's providing a kind of challenge. First of all, it's providing huge opportunities economically, not to forget that. But on the other hand, we have to prepare, as you said, that criminals are traveling freely. And we had a number of examples with regards to the recent attacks in Paris and Brussels that have led to some concerns. So, of course, in Europe, it's important to protect the Schengen borders. It's important to provide access to our global databases, access to specialized offices, but even as access to all the border stations around the globe, which is an important part of Interpol's work, by the way, also supported by the Australian government. We are running some border security projects in Asia, financed by the government of Australia, and that helps us a lot, again, in connecting the dots and ensuring that the right piece of information is at the right office at the right time.
How many police officers do you have on the ground servicing those 190 member countries?
We have in our headquarters and in our 10 remote offices all around the globe, roughly 850 officers from more than 100 member countries.
Right.
But more importantly, we have this system of 190 national central bureaus,
right,
amongst them a national central bureau here in Ottawa, here in Canberra. And that's the powerful network against the networks of criminality.
My thanks to Jürgen Stock, the Secretary General of Interpol. We'll take a break now and come back and talk to John Miller, the Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism for the New York Police Department.